previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Maroon 5 on Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. It's called Love Somebody. You can either love or hate them. It depends on what the outcome is going to be for you in this SARS tax year.
You know, we do a lot of interviews on radio. Yeah. Some interviews can be very, very taxing.
Mm-hmm. Daar gaan hy alweer.
Come on, it's a tax joke.
Daar gaan hy alweer.
Charlton, this is very serious business.
No, it's very, very... No,
Lalina, it's very serious. Very business. Serious. It's no joke.
No, it's not a joke. Charlie Chuckle coming up to...
SARS have announced the tax filing season that started 1 July with auto assessments. A lot of people happy about this, a lot of people not happy about this. But joining us on the show today is Russell Mamabolo from the Office of the Tax Ombud. He joins us to inform us about you as taxpayers, your obligations, how their services can promote a fair tax administration system. Good morning, Russell. Thanks for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Hi, good morning. It's Wayne Lee and Shelley.
That's correct.
Morning.
Russell must have been confused about what was happening just before we introduced him. Sorry, Russell. That's Charlton.
Sorry.
Russell, thank you for taking our call this morning. We're going to talk about something that most of us don't want to really have a conversation about, tax, but we need to have this conversation because it's an important conversation and we all need to contribute to this conversation as well. Do you think, and this is my first question to you, do you think that taxpayers will heed the call this year to make the deadline?
You know, I think taxpayers, with the awareness that has been created, definitely, taxpayers will heed the call. In fact, we have heard, from SARS, yesterday as well, that there's been an increase in a lot of taxpayers who have, already filed, their tax returns, because it opened on Monday, following first, from the 1st to the 14th, it was auto assessment. And now taxpayers personally, go to the e-filing system and making sure that they file. And we, as the Office of the Tax Ombud as well, we really want to encourage, taxpayers to do that, because we don't want you to come to our office and complain to say, no, now the time has lapsed and now I'm facing challenges.
Well, Russell, I mean, those who have already filed, I mean, good on them. That's fantastic. Or gold stars and naughty badges and whatnot. Those are eager beavers who are expecting to get something in return. I think those who are holding back are those who are worried that they need to pay in. But for those who are wanting to heed the call, who haven't done so yet, how do they ready themselves to ensure that they comply with SARS before the deadline? And before you answer that, can I also just say, it's fantastic to know that we do in fact have a tax ombud. I had no idea. So that's awesome. Great news to know. Great to know.
Yes. I think that's why it's always good to have these conversations, because you actually should know by now that whether you are going to get a tax refund or not, because it's clear. Each and every month you make a contribution, and once you've made a contribution, your IRP5 should be able to determine and tell you exactly if definitely you have made, a proper contribution. If you have gone higher, that's where, you get a tax refund. If you have not been paying your tax, monthly throughout the year in full, then definitely you'll end up owing SARS. And it does not mean that when you owe SARS, you have to be fearful. You have to, contact SARS and explain your situation if you are unable, to pay that amount. You have an opportunity up until the end of October to settle that particular debt. But it's quite important, for all taxpayers to be knowledgeable about, what is it that you are going to do. You need to get your IRP5, from your employer already. If you are, you are paying your medical, certificate, you need to have that information. If, you have retirement annuities, get those certificates and do proper calculations. If you can't, get somebody who's knowledgeable about, those calculations to help you, and get ready before you even go, to the e-filing, so that you fully understand what's your situation and then you'll be able to know that. But if you get frustrated in any way, you are most welcome to contact our office as well, and also contact SARS, because they will be able to take you through and assist you with that process.
Russell, what are some of the mistakes that taxpayers should avoid when they submit their tax returns?
First thing is to totally avoid SARS. If there is, at the moment, SARS, like as I'm saying, is announced from the 15th July to the 21st October, it's individual taxpayers who must file their tax returns. You will get taxpayers out there saying, I will do it later, and automatically not submitting their tax returns. What are the implications? Then you'll get, penalties, and that's where you'll start coming to our office, the Office of the Tax Ombud, to say, please help. So we are saying this upfront. You know, everybody has an obligation, to pay the tax, and make sure that you fully understand, even if somebody's helping. But mostly, during this period, we have serious challenges where taxpayers just take anybody to help them. Make sure that whoever is helping you with your tax affairs is a registered tax practitioner with SARS, and ask those people those questions so that you are sure. Otherwise, tax practitioners, who fake tax practitioners, they will inflate, your tax returns, and only to find that you will be left with the challenges with SARS, because SARS will be talking directly to you about your tax. Your tax affairs. Mm. You have to take responsibility of your tax affairs.
So many questions we have for you, but we're running out of time, so we may need to split this into a part two conversation. Mm. So we'll get in touch with you in your office. But just very, very quickly, we can contact you if we have any complaints or concerns. Who can we direct that complaint to?
Yes, we do have a toll-free number that is 0800-662-837. But also, taxpayers are most welcome to, call SARS directly. And, they will be able to guide, taxpayers on what to do, and so that you are compliant, fully compliant with SARS.
All right. We thank you for taking our call this morning. Russell Mamabolo on Algo FM Breakfast. Have a great day.
Thank you very much for having us.
Cheers.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.